Lord, we do thank you for your, all your goodness to us.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们所有的美善。
We've been thinking earlier this morning of the fact that you have given us eternal life.
今天早上呢，我们在思想，就是那这个事实是您赐给我们永恒的生命。
And there's so much implied in that, Lord, we can't begin to take it in.
所以主要这里面的意味着很多，我们就是说只是刚刚开始。
But for the little things, like a good lunch and happy fellowship with friends who love Jesus.
所以就是这个稍微一点点的，就是我们有一个很好的午餐和那个就是爱主耶稣基督的人呢，有这样的团契。
We give thanks for that and for all the things that are far more important.
所以我们为此献上感恩，还为那些远远重要的多的事情献上感恩。
And so now, Lord, as we turn again to the truth of God, we pray that you will speak to each of our hearts.
主要再次呢，就是当我们翻开神的话的时候呢，我们祷告您会对我们每个人的内心说话。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, very good. So nice to see each one here this afternoon.
非常好，非常高兴的今天下午看到大家。
We're going to go back to Exodus chapter 12.
我们要回到呢，就是出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
出埃及记第十二章。
And we're looking at the departure of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt.
所以呢，就是我们就是看着以色列人呢，他们从那个埃及地呢出去。
And we're looking at the same time at the establishment of the feast of Passover and of unleavened bread.
所以我们在同时呢也看到了，就是设立了，就是说是逾越节和那个无酵节。
The fact that the children of Israel went free after having been slaves in Egypt.For hundreds of years, that was an absolutely amazing event.
所以呢，就是那个以色列人呢，他们在那个埃及地几百年被奴役以后呢，他们得了自由，这是一个绝对的奇妙的事件。
Nothing like it has ever happened before nor since in history.
在这之前和在这之后呢，在历史上再没有发生过这样的事情。
And the fact that it was accomplished in such an amazing way is also an amazing fact.
所以这个里面呢，就是这样的一个行动呢，以一个奇妙的方式呢，去完成呢，同样也是一个奇妙的事实。
So a lot of emphasis on it here in Exodus, and a lot of emphasis on the parallel facts of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.And the salvation of Christians, that's a big deal in the New Testament.
所以这个里面就是在那个出埃及记里面那一大量的这样的事实所强调的呢，就是说是跟我们在新约里面的主耶稣基督呢，他为我们而死，让我们得到救恩这样的事实呢，都是非常类似的。
So remember the story now is simple. They were slaves.The Lord sent 10 plagues upon them, upon the Egyptians.
这个故事呢其实非常简单。那他们呢在受奴役，那么主呢降下十灾在埃及地。
We finished off in chapter 12, verse 33 last week with the last line which says, We shall all be dead.
所以这个里面呢，就是上次呢，我们在出埃及十二章第33节结束，他说呢，最后一部分说我们都成为死人了。
There comes a point in all of our lives when we say we either follow the Lord and obey Him or we will be dead.
所以这个里面呢，就是通常呢也会来到我们的人生里面，我们或者说是跟从主，那么否则了我们就死了。
So after the ninth plague, the Egyptians as a populace basically said, "We must let these people go. Their God will kill us all if we don't."
因为在这9个灾以后呢，就是当时的埃及人呢，他们认为呢，我们必须让以色列人走，否则的话呢，神呢，他们的神会把我们全杀了。
So verse 34 says, so the people took their dough before it was leavened, having their kneading bowls bound up in their clothes on their shoulders.
34节说，百姓就拿着没有酵的生面，把转面盆包在衣服中，扛在肩头上。
In a very technical way, and from a technical sense, they couldn't put yeast or leaven into their bread because they were moving.
因为有一种就是说是技术的方面，或者技术的意义上的说呢，他们不能呢把那个就是面呢放在盆里，把酵放在里面，当他们行动的时候。
So several significant things about that night, and one of them was that they took unleavened bread with them.
所以这个里面呢，就是在那个一天晚上呢，有着非常重要的几件事，其中一件呢，就是他们呢不能有酵的面带着。
And another significant thing was verse 35. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, for they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians.
另外一件重要的事情呢，是在第35节、36节。35节说呢，以色列的孩子们照着摩西的话行，向埃及人要金器、银器和衣裳。耶和华叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以致埃及人给他们所要的，他们就掠夺了埃及人。
So, before the 10th plague, at the end of the 9th plague, these people went to their bosses, the Egyptians, and they said, "We would like you to give us something, please."
因为就是是在那个，就是说第十灾之前或者是之后呢，他们这些人呢去找到他们的老板，埃及人老板说，我们想要找你们要些东西。
And they gave them gold and silver and clothing.
他们呢就给了他们金器、银器和衣裳。
What did they need that clothing for?
他们需要衣裳干什么？
Because they were going to be in the wilderness for 40 years, and you have to wear something, so they got some good clothing.
因为他们要在旷野里呢，有当40年，那么他必须穿点什么，所以他们必须要一些好的衣服穿着。
Why did they ask for gold and silver?
他们为什么要金器和银器了？
Well, they were very valuable, and you could actually carry a little bit with you as you traveled.
因为他们价值非常的高，所以呢，你旅行的时候呢，就不用带太多。
And why did the Egyptians give it to them?
为什么埃及人要给他们呢？
Well, two reasons, I think. Number one was, if they didn't favor them, they'd all be dead themselves.
因为我认为有两个原因，其中一个呢，就是说，如果他们呢，不给他们，他们都成死人了。
And I think the other thing that they might have done is said,You know, we're wondering about back wages.
因为就是说另外一件事情呢，他就说呢，给他们，他们就是觉得呢，我们要给他们一些工资。
Some of the older ones would say, I've been working for you for 40 years, you haven't paid me 5 cents yet.
因为他们有些人说呢，我跟你工作了40年，你一分钱都没给我。
So I want you to give me some gold, a lot of gold.
所以我要你给我一些金器啊，大量的金器。
They might have said, actually, my father worked for you. You never paid him anything either.
他们实际上他们也会说呢，我的父亲呢为你工作，你也从来没付过他工资。
And my grandfather worked for you. You never paid him anything either.
我的爷爷也为你们工作了，但是你们也没给他钱。
And so they kept on giving them gold and silver and clothes and all they needed.
他们一直呢，就给他们金器、银器和衣裳，他们需要多少给多少。
Does God remember your need for back pay?
所以呢，神呢，他记得就是你的需要，给你补偿吗？
Sometimes you work for somebody and he doesn't pay you very much.
所以有时候呢，你跟人工作呢，他工资付的并不高。
Other times you work for somebody and he pays you far more than you're worth.
所以另外有时候呢，你跟其他人工作呢，他付的工资远远超过你应得的。
Why did he give you more than you were worth on one occasion?
所以呢，在这种情况下，他为什么要给你比你应得的工资要高得多的呢？
Probably to pay for the time you didn't get what you were worth.
有可能就是说是付那些补齐那些你没有得到的足够的工资的时候。
The Lord remembers. That's the wonderful thing.
主呢记得，这是一个奇妙的事情。
What's Matthew 6:33 say?
马太福音呢六章三十四节怎么说的？三十三节。
It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
他说呢，你们要先求神的国和他的义，这一切呢都会加在你们身上了。
So the Lord is gracious and the Lord is good.
所以主是蛮有恩典的，主是良善的。
So verse 37 says, Then the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, beside children.
所以第二三十七节说，以色列的人从南塞起行往苏哥去，除了孩子，步行的男人约有60万。
Frankly, that's a lot of people.
坦率地说，这是大堆人。
We're not sure the precise number of total.
我们不是很确定，就是精确的总的数目是多少。
Somewhere between 1 million and 2 million.
所以呢，就是在100万到200万之间。
That's a lot of people to go on a hike.
这是一大堆人出去走路。
Verse 38 says, A mixed multitude went up with them also, and flocks, and herds, and a great deal of livestock.
三十八节说，又有许多混杂的人，并且有羊群、牛群和他们一同上去。
If there were flocks and herds, why would you say a great deal of livestock?
所以呢，就是说是如果有羊群和牛群，为什么说呢？还有很多的那些。
Do you think there might have been some donkeys amongst them?
所以呢，为什么还有其他牲口？你认为有些驴在里面呢？有是有可能的。
So if If I were to go to my boss and say, Boss, I'd like you to give me some back wages.
所以呢，就是如果你说呢，我要去找我的老板说，老板，我要你给我一些补偿。
He might say, Well, Harold, I'll give you some gold and silver.
有可能说呢，Harold，给你点金子和银子。
So if he gave me 10 pounds of gold, what would I do with the 10 pounds of gold?
如果他给我10磅的金子，你让我拿那个10磅金子去干什么？
That would probably weigh a fair amount, wouldn't it?
所以呢，这有可能远远超过我应得的。
If I had to carry that around in my back pocket, so I might even have had a donkey. I could put some of the gold and silver and the extra clothes on the donkey and a few other things.
你说我呢，那个背包你装得下吗？那装不下，我就找一头驴，找到驴了，把驴身上呢背着我的金子，还有我的衣服，还有其他一些东西。
So they went out. It was a large number.And the verse 38 says it was a mixed multitude.
因为就是他们呢有很多人出去。那么说第三十八节说呢有许多混杂的人。
What do we understand about a mixed multitude?
我们对许多混杂的人对有什么了解
？Well, who would have been in that group?
在这一组人你会是谁
？Well, a whole lot of Israelites.
一大堆的以色列人。
Do you think any of the Egyptians went with them?
你认为有任何的埃及人会跟他们一起走吗
？I think so.
我认为是的。
Why do you think they would have gone?
你认为他们为什么要跟他们一起走
？Well, I think a lot of Egyptians would have gone simply because they said, "We believe in this God." The Israelites, it's the Israelite God, but God has blessed them.God has honored them. It's obvious that God is God, and we say we're going to follow the God who is there rather than pretend the God of pretense.
我认为呢，他们就是说是他们大多数人呢跟着他们走呢，他们说呢，我认为他们，我相信他们以色列人他们的神，他们的神呢在赐福他们，他们的神在帮助他们，他们的神呢就是肯定是真的神，我们的神呢可能就是假装我们他是神。
And there were others who went along, I think, not because they really believed in that God, but they felt if this carries on for any length of time, the blessings are all with the Israelites, not with the Egyptians. I'd better change sides, not because I believe in God, but because if I don't change sides, I'll be in trouble.
因为呢，其中呢，有些人呢，他们跟着他们走呢，是因为呢，他们认为呢，他们并不一定相信他们的神，但是他们觉得呢，神呢一直赐福他们，神呢一直就偏好他们，那么说那这神呢，一定是在他们那边，而不是在我们这边。如果神在他们那边呢，我最好换边，我站到他们那边去。如果我不换到他们那边去呢，我就有大麻烦了。
And there, I think there are those three kinds of groups.That go with the Lord, go in the church today.
认为呢，就当今呢，就是说是有三类的人，他们来到教会。
Some are people who grown up in the church, learned about it when they were children. They grew up, they learned more and more, and they said, "Yes, I believe in the God of my fathers."
因为有些人呢，他们实实在在教会里长大的。教会长大的呢，他们就是说是一直在教会里。他们说呢，是的，我相信我父亲的神。
And I think there are others who say, well, I certainly didn't grow up in this. I'm not part of the church going back a generation or two. But I know it's true. And I'm going to trust the Lord as my Savior. And I'm going to become, if you like, a first generation Christian.
因为我认为呢，那些还有一部分人呢，他们不是在教会长大的。他说呢，我不属于他们教会，我的祖祖辈辈里面也没有教会，但是我却相信主。相信主以后呢，我来到教会呢，我要成为第一代的基督徒。
And then there are others, so I think, in our generation, they join the church, they spend time with the people of God. You would almost think they were Christians.They're there not for the goodness of God, not for the blessing of the people. They're there for themselves. They say, this is a good place to be. We're better off with the Christians than we would be out in the world.
另外一部分人呢，他们呢就是经常来教会和基督徒呢在一起时间很长。你可能呢几乎认为他已经是基督徒了，但是他们在这里呢并不是因为信主，他们在这里来呢也不是为呢就是其他的人得到福气，他们主要来呢就是为了他们自己。他们说呢，来到教会里面呢可能对我有好处，比我在世界里有更多的好处。
So this then is a mixed multitude in two senses. Number one, not necessarily all Israelites, but some Egyptians with them.
所以这个里面呢，就是这一堆的混杂的人呢，就是说是有有两件事情。一个呢，就是他们呢，就是不一定呢，全部都是以色列人，他们有可能有些埃及人呢，跟他们在一起。
And then those who truly did believe in God, and others who just basically, I'm going to use the phrase,went along for the ride.
这个里面呢，就是说是这里呢有一大多数呢都是真的相信神的，其他的那一部分人呢，我可以用这样的话去说，他们就想搭个顺风车。
Now I make a focus on this because later on we're going to read about this mixed multitude. Sometimes they did some bad things because there were some amongst them who really weren't true believers.
这个里面我把这里先在这里提到的是因为后面呢我们要讲到的他们中间那些跟着一起来的人呢，他们就干了很多坏事，因为他们并不是真正的信徒。
And they baked, verse 39, unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought out of Egypt, for it was not leavened because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had theyprepared provisions for themselves.
所以有的是他们用埃及带出来的生面烤成无酵饼，这生面没有家教，因为他们被催逼离开埃及，不能单言，也没有为自己预备什么食物。
And so this is a picture of, if you like, the Christian who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and he starts to move just like they started to move, and they hadn't made adequate provision for the future. And so they, among other things, they just couldn't cook leavened bread.
这个里面呢，这是一个画面。如果你愿意的话呢，这就像一些刚刚信主的这样一些基督徒呢，他们的就还没有为那些将来做好足够的准备，就像这些人一样的，他们刚离开埃及时，他们没有足够时间准备，所以他们当时呢就不能准备有教的饼。
And the Christian, when he first becomes a Christian, is often like that. When he first starts out, he doesn't fall into sin when he first gets saved.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，基督徒呢，如果你愿意的话，那他们呢，就像他们这些人一样的是，当他刚成为基督徒的时候呢，他们通常呢不会去犯什么罪。
Some of my friends got saved. They became Christians at a Bible camp.
所以呢，我们有些人呢，我的有些朋友得救呢，他们在一个圣经营会得救的。
They not only became Christians, but they spent several days at the Bible camp, and they weren't able to do the sins that they would normally do because there was no facility for sin at the Bible camp.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是他们呢，就是在那个圣经营会里成为那基督徒，成为基督徒以后呢，在他们在圣经营会待了一段时间，但那个时候呢，他们呢并没有去过做过去他们所做的事情，因为呢在那个营会里，他们没有他们过去去犯罪的那样的一些条件去犯罪。Very
often, when you first become a Christian, it's easier to stay away from sin than it is later when you get tempted again.
因为这个里面通常呢，就是当你刚刚成为基督徒的时候呢，就说是你比较容易的不去犯罪，比你稍后你受到诱惑以后呢，也再去犯罪要容易点。Verse
40. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years.
第40节说呢，以色列人呢住在埃及共有430年。
And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, on that very same day, it came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
正满了430天的那一年，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。Did
God care about how long they'd been in Egypt?
神呢关心他们在埃及待了多久了吗？
Yes, and there were certain prophecies that would indicate how long they would be there.
是的，这有一个特定的那个预言，告诉他们他们要在那里待多久。
But how long were they there?
那么他们在那里待了多久呢？
430 years, 3 months, and 13 days.
所以呢，430年，然后3个月13天。
No, that's not what it says.
不是,
it said 430 years, precisely. Not one day more, not one day less.
这并不是那样说的。这里说的非常的精准，就是430年，多也不多一天，也不少一天。
Now, I've got a friend who's, I don't know how much of the story to tell you, but I've got a friend who's doing a work for God.
有一个朋友呢，他为神做工作，我不知道该讲多少他的故事。And
his prayer is this. He says, Lord, I want to serve you in this work for exactly as long as you want. Not one day too much, not one day too little. I want to do it exactly on your schedule.
因为这个人呢，他祷告跟主说呢，主啊，我在这个世界上呢，我要去完完全全准确的按照您安排我的去做，没有一天多做一点，没有一天少做一点，要一天精确的按照那样去做。And
I tell you that because I'm in a prayer group with him, and he prays that prayer often.
所以呢，我告诉你呢，告诉你们呢，就是因为我跟他在一个那个祷告的一个小组里面，他通常那样去祷告。Remember,
God has got a very accurate calendar.
所以呢，要记住，神有一个非常精准的时间表。And
he's got your name on it in many places, and what's going to happen is going to happen at the right time, at the right moment, in the right way.
因为他呢，就是在他那个就是日历表上呢，有很多地方呢有你的名字，就是这一天呢，你要做什么，在某一个时间，在某一个地点要做多少，非常准确。
And so very often in the Bible, you'll find that phrase on that very day or the self same day, just to prove that God is in charge of all the details.
所以这个里面通常呢，你会在圣经里看到呢，那一天或者同一天，他这个呢就是要告诉你呢，神呢他在很多的细节上，他都在掌管一切。
And the context of 41 is, on that very day, all the armies of the Lord went out.
所以呢，就是在这个里面的那个上下文的关系是说呢，那一天呢，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
On that very day, you will be delivered from your problems.
所以在那一天，你会被从你的麻烦中救出来。
At that very day, God will move on your behalf.
所以呢，就是在那一天呢，神呢，就是说要代表你采取行动。
And you say, "Thank you, Lord. Glad that you're in charge."
所以你说呢，感谢主啊，我非常高兴您掌管一切。
Verse 42.
第42节。
It is a night of solemn observance to the Lord for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord, a solemn observance for all the children of Israel throughout their generations.
42节说，这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列所有的孩子世世代代该谨守的。
How solemn a day was it?
这个夜，这一天是什么样的一天呢？
Well, it was about 1400-1500 years before Christ, about 3500 years ago.
所以呢，就是是一不也是大概是在主前呢1500到2000年之前。
Was it important to these people, the Israelites, who were delivered?
所以呢，这些人呢说呢，以色列人被拯救出来是重要的吗？
Yes.
是的。
And for the Jews in Israel today, and for the Jews all over the world, they still remember the feast of Passover and the unleavened bread. They remembered these days.
因为这个呢，就是说是在以色列的这片土地上，还在世界上各地的以色列人，他们到今天仍然在纪念这一个节气这一夜。
Now that's very interesting. Over 3,500 years, and they remember it.
所以呢，就是说是这个是非常有意思的，已经过了3500年，他们仍然在纪念。
Okay, so Canada became a nation way back in the year 1867.
所以呢，就是说是那个加拿大成为一个国家呢，可以追溯到1867年。
We remember that on Canada Day.
我们在那个就是加拿大国庆日的时候纪念这一点。
When is Canada Day?
加拿大日是什么时候？
What was that again? Hi.
July 1st.
July 1st. Congratulations.
Yeah, 谢
Okay.
谢，祝贺你们。
Congratulations. What year was it?
那是哪一年呢？
1867.
1867年。
Who was the Prime Minister?
当时谁是总理？
Who was the Prime Minister?
谁是总理呢？
Who was the Prime Minister?
谁是总理？
What's the matter with you people?
你们这些人有什么毛病？
When the children of Israel came out, who was in charge of the children of Israel?
所以呢，以色列人出来的时候，谁是在他们的掌管的？他们的。
Moses. You remember Moses and you don't remember John McDonald. What's the matter with you?
所以你们大家那些，
Did Linda get it? Good for you.
所以你们大家记得摩西，却不记得第一任总理叫约翰麦当劳。
If you were to go to Jewish homes today, they could tell you the story of the Passover in great detail. All of them, all over the world, they can all tell you the story.
如果你今天去到以色列人的家里，他们呢会把 逾越节这所有的细节，在世界各地的以色列的家人都会告诉你。
God intended you to remember this story. God intended them to remember the story. All the children of Israel who came out.
现在就是说是那个神呢，想要他们记住这些细节，他也要你们记住这些细节。所有的从埃及地出来的以色列人都要记得这些细节。
Okay, so here's a harder question.
给你一个更难的问题。
Even Linda can't answer this one.
就算你二也回答不了。
Okay, this is the question. What did you do on July the 1st? The year before this last one. Wait, what did you do July 1st, 2024?
所以呢，就是在这一年，在前年，就是2024年还前年，你7月1号做了什么？
Sleeping.
Okay, now the children of Israel, I can tell you what they did on this day.Passover in the year 2024, and then go all the way back, and they know, and they, because they keep a special ceremony all the time.
以色列的孩子们，他们能够告诉你们，就是在2024年这个逾越节的时候，他们做了什么？因为他们每一年在那一天，他们都有严格的按照那些细节去做。
Now the parallel to this story for us.Is the breaking of bread.
所以对我们来说，类似的关于这一点的就是我们领圣餐。
We get together and we remember the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died, and because of that, we could believe on Him, and He separated us from our sin. He saved us out of sin, not out of Egypt. He saved us out of sin. We say Hallelujah.
所以那个就是说我们呢纪念这一点呢，就是说是领圣餐呢，是因为我们记得主耶稣基督他来了，他为我们而死了，他把我们和罪分开了，就是他拯救了我们，他并不是说像以色列人被拯救出埃及，他把我们和从罪里拯救出来了。
And so you say to Norma, you say now Norma, what did you do on the first Sunday of?July in the year 1967. Norma, what did you do?
因为如果你问 Norma, 你说 Norma 呢在那个1967年的那个7月1号星期天的早晨你在做什么?
What did you do that Sunday, Norma?
You
broke bread. You remembered the Lord. You remembered that feast.Every Sunday, didn't matter what Sunday I referred to, she'd say the same answer. On Sunday, we remember the Lord and thank Him for all He's done. That's what the Jews did. They remembered these days, they thanked the Lord for what He'd done.
这个里面的意思是诺曼呢，他会告诉你，就是那个七月一号那个星期天早晨呢，他在领圣餐，但是呢，不管呢，我指的是哪一个星期天、哪一年、哪月，每个星期天呢，诺曼呢都在教会里领圣餐。那么说的这个就是像以色列人他们所做的一样的，他们每年逾越节呢都做同样的事情来纪念主把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
So you remember that on the night of the Passover, they ate the lamb. They ate the lamb quickly. They ate it with their shoes on, with the staff in their hand, and they ate it for the glory of God.
因为大家也都记得呢，在那个逾越节的前一晚上呢，他们吃了羊肉。他们吃羊呢，他们就是说是吃的时候呢，他们的那个束着腰带，穿着鞋，他们为了神的荣耀，他们把整个羊都吃光了。
Verse 43, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. No outsider shall eat it.
第43节说呢，耶和华的摩西亚伦说，逾越节的例是这样，外人都不可吃这羊羔。
But every man's servant who is bought with money when you have circumcised him, then he may eat it.
第44节说呢，但个人用钱买来的仆人，既受了割礼，就可以吃。
So, who was able to eat it?
谁能吃了?
Well, everybody, provided that if they were not Jewish, they had been circumcised and they would eat it along with the children of Israel.
所以呢，所有的人提供的都可以吃，但是呢，就是那些呢，就是如果不是犹太人，但是呢，他们却受了割礼，他们就可以和犹太人一起吃。
A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat it. In one house it shall be eaten. You shall not carry any of the flesh outside the house, nor shall you break one of his bones.
第四十五节说，寄居的和雇的仆人都不可吃，应当在一家里吃，不可把一点肉从家里带到外头去，羊羔的骨头一根也不可舍得。
So it isn't just who shall eat it.But it's also how shall it be eaten and when shall it be eaten?
这个不仅仅只是说谁可以吃，就是说你要怎样吃，什么时候吃。
Verse 47, all the congregation of Israel shall keep it.
第四十七节说以色列全会众都要守这礼。
Now, one of the things we're going to be learning as we go through these stories is this, that the children of Israel all were commanded to do the same thing at the same time.
在这个里面呢，当我们呢读这些故事的时候，其中一件事呢，我们要学到的是呢，就是说是所有的以色列的全部的会众，他们都要做同一件事情，同时去做。
Okay, so all the congregation shall eat it.
所以呢，全会众都要吃。
Now, if some of them were like Linda's joke said,
所以呢，有些人呢，如果像是那个女儿的笑话里讲的。
And so in her joke, she said, "What we did on July the 1st, 1967, was we slept in."
所以呢，她是笑话是呢，我们在那个七月一号那一年所做的事情是我们在睡觉。
But you can't sleep on this day.
这一天呢，他们是不能。
Who ate the Passover?
谁吃逾越节的羔羊
？All the children of Israel ate the Passover.
所有的那些以色列人都要吃逾越节的羔羊。
What about those who hadn't slept much the night before?
那就是那么那些呢，他们没有睡觉的会怎么样
？They ate the Passover too.
他们也要吃。
You didn't have an excuse. You ate the Passover.
没任何借口，你必须要吃逾越节的羔羊。
What happens if you didn't bother putting the blood on the doorposts and the lintel?
所以呢，如果呢你不想再把那个血呢涂在门框和门灯上，会发生什么呢
？Well, the eldest son would be killed.
你家头生子会被杀了。
What happened if you didn't bother keeping the Passover, and all the children of Israel left in the morning, and you'd been out walking and you came home and they were all gone?
所以如果呢你不就是想去守那个逾越节的话呢你自己跑出去了那么说呢第二天晚上早上你回来的时候他们所有人都走了都不在了。
Okay, it's so simple, but it's true. All the congregation did it.
所以呢这个是非常的简单因为全会众都照着做了。
We live in a land which basically says I can pretty much do what I want, when I want, and everything's going to be fine.I can't do it today. I'll maybe try next month. I'm okay. You go your way. I'll go my way. Everything's fine.
所以我们今天住在这样的一个社会呢，其实上就是说是你想干什么就干什么，我根本就不在意。就是说是也许呢，我今天呢我没时间做，我稍后再做，一切都没事儿的。所以你走你的路，我走我的路，我们都没事儿的。
I want to remind you, and you're going to see it often as we go through these studies.All the congregation went together in obedience to the Lord. And you didn't say, that's okay for you, but I can't be there today.
这里面呢我提醒大家呢就是当我们读这个故事的时候呢我们会非经常的看到所有的全会众呢他们都做同样的一件事情并没有说是哦我今天没时间跟你们一起做我稍后再做他们都是在同一个时间都在做这个事情。
Verse 48, and when a stranger sojourns with you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised.Then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as a native of the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat it.
第四十八节说，那若有外人寄居在你们中间，愿向耶和华守逾越节，他所有的男子务要受割礼，然后才让他前来遵守。他也就像本地人一样，但未受割礼的，都不可吃这羊羔。
One law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who sojourns among you.
本地人和寄居在你们中间的外人同归一例。
Now, we live in a world which basically says you can go from country to country and you can keep your own laws when you get there.
因为我们当今社会这个世界说呢，你可以从一个国家到另外一个国家去旅行。那么说呢，就是当你到另外一个国家，你可以同样的保守守你自己的法律。
But that was not so in Israel.
但是在以色列是行不通。
When you came to the land of, when you came to the nation of Israel, you had to follow the laws of the nation of Israel.
那你去到以色列这个国家时候呢，你必须遵守以色列的法律。
Many people say, ah, I'm a Christian, I'm a new Christian, I can come, I can go, I can do what I want. No, you can't.
所以很多人说呢，我是个基督徒，我是个新基督徒，我可以来来去去，我想干嘛就干嘛，不，你不能。
We are to walk together in the truth of God.
我们要一起呢，在神的真理里行走。
It should be this. It should be that if somebody walks into 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and asks a question, everybody they ask the same question would get the same answer from each of the people that asked the question.
这个里面呢，就是这里应该是这个样子的，就是说，如果任何人他来到第十六节教会问一个问题的话呢，在第十六节教会的每一个人呢，都应该给那个人呢，同样的一个答案。任何的，不管任何人来这问任何的问题，我们都应该给他都是所有的回答的人答案都是一样。So
we all study so that we know the truth of God the same, so that we can all be the same and answer the question the same. So when I was a younger boy, people used to ask me questions.
当我是个年轻的孩子时候呢，有些人问我问题。
And if I didn't know the answer, I would go to my dad.
如果我不知道答案，我会去找我爸爸。
And I would say to him, Dad, what do I think about that?
意思就是说，我问我爸爸说，爸爸，我应该怎么去想那个？
And he would tell me what I think about that.
他那就告诉我，我应该怎么去想那个。
And I would say, you're right, that's what I think about that, because I think what you think.
所以呢，我说这爸爸你是对的，因为我就是那么想的，这是因为我想的，是你所想的。
Do you know that makes life awfully easy?
你认为这个让人生变得容易吗？
Okay, so they were marching. Where are you going?
他们在行军,
they said, I'm going straight ahead.
他们说我要直接往前走。
And you say, why are you doing that?
你说你为什么要那么做？
And the answer is very simple. Because Moses is leading us and God is leading Moses. And I'm just marching along behind. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
而那个就非常简单，因为摩西照着那个方向在走，神呢在前面带领着摩西，我只是跟着后面行军。
Verse 49 again, one law shall be for the native born and for the stranger who sojourns among you. We're all going in the same direction. We're all going together. We're all going to sing the same song as we go.
这个里面第49节说的本地人和寄居人在你们中间，外人同归一例，所以呢，他们同样的，所有人都是朝一个方向走，所有人呢就是在同时走，所有人就唱同一首歌。
Thus all the children of Israel, verse 50 did, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did.
这就是所有以色列人在第50节里所做的，耶和华怎样吩咐摩西亚伦，所有以色列的孩子们就怎样行。
They went together, they were together.
他们呢一起走，他们呢就是也待在一起。
What a wonderful situation that is.
这是一个多么奇妙的状况。
Verse 51, so it came to pass on that very same day that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt according to their armies.
第51节，正当那日，耶和华将以色列的孩子们按着他们的军队从埃及地领出来。
How many went out that day?
有多少人那天出动了？
Well, 600,000 men plus the children.
现在就是60万男人，然后呢，加上孩子和妇女。
They all went out the same day.
他们所有人呢，都同一天出去了。There
must have been a bit of a traffic congestion on the road.
那天呢，在路上呢，一定会有交通阻塞。
Absolutely amazing, they were all going out.
所以绝对奇妙的，他们所有人都一起出去。
They were all going out together.
他们都是一起出去的。Do
you think they sang? This is not biblical. Do you think they sang on the way out?
这个不是圣经里讲的，你认为他们会不会是在路上呢，都在歌唱呢？
I think they did.
我认为他们唱了。I
think it would be beautiful to listen to.
我认为那听起来一定非常美。I
think they sang in unison, in harmony.
我认为呢，他们呢在同声合唱，在唱那样的非常美的和声。There
are two English words that every student of English should learn.
因为就是在英语里两个词，就是你学英语的学生应该知道的。One
is the word symphony.
其中一个呢就是交响乐。
Have you ever been to a symphony?
你有没有去才听过交响乐呢？
Okay, what is a symphony?
那交响乐什么呢？
It's where all the instruments in the choirs get together and they put on a performance, they sing some pieces, it's, and why is it called a symphony?
因为里面呢就是所有的那些乐器呢放在一起，他们在台上表演，表演呢他们就是那声音非常好听，为什么要称之为交响乐呢？
What's the suffix phony mean?
那phony的那个后缀什么意思呢？
Sound.
就声音。
Have you heard of phonetics?
Yes.
你有没有听到过就是说是语音学了？
Phonetics is how does the English language sound?
就是语音学就是英语这个语言呢怎样去发音的。
What does the prefix syn mean? S-Y-N.
所以呢，那个的前缀 S-Y-N 是什么意思呢？
It means together.
就是一起。
What is a symphony?
那么 symphony 是什么意思呢？
It's beautiful music where everybody's together.
那就是非常美的音乐呢，所有人都来一起。
What is the opposite of symphony?
那么 symphony 的交响乐的反义词是什么呢？
Cacophony.
就是杂乱无章。
Okay, what is cacophony?
那么杂乱无章是什么呢？
Well, I say this and you say that, and we're all talking and you can't hear and
everything。所以呢，你说这，我说那，我们大家都在一起的，这你根本听不到在说什么。Is
Canada a symphonic country or a cacophonic country?
所以呢，加拿大是一个统一的国家呢，还是一个就是说是杂乱无章的国家呢？
I'm going this way, you're going that way. You're going that way.
你能往那边走，我往那边走，当然了。
It was not Israel.
这并不是以色列人。
They all came out on the same day.
他们所有人都在同一天出去。
They all came out on the day that the Lord led them out.
他们呢，所有的都出去呢，是主带领他们出去那一天。
It was the day that had been foretold. It was the day of the fulfillment of prophecy, but it was the day of 100% obedience to the people who came out.
就是里面呢，就是那一天呢，就早就预知了。那个先知们早就预言了。那一天呢，就是在那一天的所有的出去的人呢，都是100%的顺服的。
According to their armies.
所以照着他们的军队。
Have you? Some of you might have ever been in an army. Have any of you ever been in an army?
你们有些人在军队里待过吗？你们中间有任何人？
Okay, I think most of us say no.
我认为大部分人都说没有。I'm
going to add, I am glad that I have never been in an army.
我要加上一点，就是我非常高兴，我从来没有参军。
But I've been learning a little bit about armies recently. What I've learned is that when you're in the army, you do what you're told to do when you're told to do it.
因为我所学到的是当你在军队的时候呢，你就按照你要做的事情呢，就是精确的按照那个去做。
All right. You eat at the right time. You eat what's put before you. You get up. You sit down. Yes, sir.
你呢，就是说是，在正确的时间呢去做，也是正确的时间呢去睡觉。你给你吃什么，你就吃什么，你都是 yes, sir.
Joe Reese was a good soldier.
Joe Reese 他是个好的士兵。
And when he was in the army, you had to make your bed. When you got up in the morning, you had to make your bed very fast.
所以当你在那个军队的时候，你早上起床的时候呢，你要把床铺好。你不床铺好呢，就是被子叠好，要非常的快。
You didn't say, I'm going to sleep in this morning for an extra 20 seconds.
你不会说呢，我在这个床上要多睡20秒钟，今天早上。
When the bugle went do 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 do, you were up.
但起床号响的时候，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，你要起床。
And so, Joe Reese's sergeant used to penalize the men when they got out of bed, when he came into the bunkhouse, if their bed was not made completely clear, free, no wrinkles, if their bed wasn't made, they were in deep trouble.
所以呢，Joe Reese他的队长，他那个时候呢，进到他们兵营的时候呢，每天早上都要来检查。如果你的床呢，我没有完全的铺好，被子没有完全叠好，上面呢一点皱纹都没有的话呢，你就会有大麻烦了。So
Joe Reese was a good soldier.
所以Joe Reese是个好的士兵。And
so he used to make his bed at nighttime.
所以他通常呢，在半夜的时候就把他被子叠好。And
then he slept on the floor.
然后他在地板上睡觉。So
when the sergeant came in the morning, looked at his, he said, "That man, he's got a good bed. What's wrong with him?" And Joe said, "No, no, no."
但那个队长呢，早上进来以后呢，他说的，看到舅，他说这就是你们要做的，你看他的被子叠多好的，你们这些人都干什么呢？舅子在旁边带着他的。But
he slept on the floor all night.
他整晚都睡在地板上。Now,
that's what happens in an army.
这就是在军队里发生的事情。Most
people aren't like that.
所以呢，大多数人不喜欢那个样子。Most
homes aren't like that.
所以大多数家庭呢，也不是像那样。And
so what do we read here? They came out of the land of Egypt according to their armies. These people, all these ex-slaves, they traveled as an army. They traveled in an organized way, in a collective way.
他们实际上呢，他们在一起的时候呢，他们是奴隶。奴隶呢，他们说呢，他们在出来的时候呢，是非常的有组织、有纪律的，按照军队的方式出来的。
When you become a Christian, you don't become a Christian to do your own thing.
当你成为基督徒以后呢，你成为基督徒并不是要去做你自己的事情。
You become a Christian to follow the Lord together with your brothers and sisters.
你呢，就是成为基督徒呢，你要是和你的弟兄姊妹们一起跟从主。Can
you see it now in your mind's eye?
所以呢，你可以在你脑海里现在想这个吗？
600,000 men plus the children and maybe the women all marching together in an orderly fashion as an army.
所以这个里面呢， 就是60万男人，加上妇女孩子，这很多人呢，他们所有的人呢都在一起行军，他们行军那个方式呢，就像军队一样，有秩序，有组织。
And you can imagine if they had drones in those days, a drone would fly over and say, "What on earth is this? 600,000 men and their families, and they're all like an army moving together. This is absolutely amazing."
因为他们那个年代没有无人机，如果他们那个年代有个无人机的话，那你把那个无人机飞到天上去，你看，哎呀，这到底发生了什么呢？60万男人加上妇女和儿童，他们都在行军，他们行军的方式就像军队一样行军。
When they went into Jericho, how did they go?
他们到达耶利哥的时候，他们怎么做？
They went as an army round and round the city. How much did they talk?
所以他们在那作为军队来说，围绕着那个城市行军，中间有几个人在交头接耳？
Never a word.
一个都没有。
Do you think the people of Jericho were impressed?
你认为就是说是那个在耶利哥的人吓坏了吗
？And the army of God today should be the same.
所以神的军队今天应该是一模一样的。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Sanctify to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and animal, it is mine."
第一节，第十三章第一节说，那耶和华告诉摩西，以色列的孩子当中，凡使母胎抽开头生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，都要分别为圣归我。
Do you remember that happening in any other life?
你认为这些呢发生在其他的一些生命里吗
？Hannah said to her Lord, I will give you my firstborn.
所以那个汉娜跟主说呢，就说是主啊，我的头生的儿子我要献给你。
What did the Lord do to her?
那么主在她身上行了什么呢
？He gave her lots of other good children. That's what he did.
你赐给她很多好的孩子，这就是主所做。
The Lord pays attention. He knows.
主呢注意到了，他知道。
Verse 3, Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out to this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten.
第三节说，摩西对百姓说，你们要纪念从埃及为奴之家出来的这日，因为耶和华用大能的手将你们从这个地方领出来，有酵的饼都不可吃。
Don't take advantage of the freedom in order to do sin.
不要能利用那个得了自由这样一个优势去犯罪。
Take advantage of the freedom to not sin.
要用这个得了自由的这样一个优势呢，不去犯罪。
Verse 4, On this day you are going out in the Mount Abib, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month.
第四节，亚毕月的这日是你们出来的日子，将来耶和华领你们进迦南人、赫人、亚门利人、希未人、耶布斯人之地，就是他向你的父辈起誓应许给你那牛奶与蜜之地，那时你要守这月，守这礼。
This is so important. Remember it every year.
这是非常重要的，就是说是每年的纪念。
Verse 6, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord.
第六节说，你们要吃无酵饼七日，到第七日要向耶和华守节。
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days. No leaven shall be bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters.
第七节说，这七日之久要吃无酵饼，在你四境之内不可见有酵的饼，也不可见发酵的物。
And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, "This is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up from Egypt."
第八节，那日你要告诉你的儿子说，这是因耶和华在我出埃及的时候为我所行的事儿。
And it shall be as a sign to you on your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes. That the Lord's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt.
第九节说呢， 这要在你手上做记号，在你两眼之间做纪念，使耶和华的律法可以在你口中，因为耶和华曾用大能的手将你从埃及地领出来。
What do you need a sign on your hand and a memorial between your eyes for?
那就是你为什么需要这样的，在你手上做个记号，在你两眼之间做个纪念，这个是用来干什么的了？
What would you need a sign on your hand for?
那么你手上的记号用来做什么？
Well, to remind you of what had happened.
就是提醒你发生过的事情。
Again, when I was a child, I had a friend.And he had to go to the store.
再一次，当我是个孩子的时候，那我一个朋友，那他必须去到商店。
His mother told him what to buy.
他妈妈告诉他要到商店买什么。
And he couldn't remember.
他记不得了。
So he put it on his hand.
所以他把那个要买的东西记在手上。
And he put it all right there. He said, "I know what I'm buying." I don't.
他那把那个到那以后，他说我知道买什么等等等。
And if you put a sign on your hand, would you ever see it?
你在手上做个记号，你会看得见吗
？Sure you would. What have we got this for?
你当然会了。那么你搞这个干什么呢
？Some of you actually put a sign on your finger.
有些人呢，他把那个就是记号放在你的手指上。
Why do you do that?
你为什么那么做
？To remind yourself and to remind everybody else that you're not free. You're married. You got a wonderful wife. You got a wonderful husband.And you put it there, and it reminds you and everybody else.
就提醒你自己，提醒其他的人，其他人你不是个自由人，你已经结婚了，你有一个奇妙的丈夫，你有一个奇妙的妻子，所以呢，要提醒你和所有的其他的人。
Now, what would you put a sign on your forehead for?
你说在你那个额头上做个记号，做干什么呢？
Well, you put a sign on your forehead so that somebody saw you and say, "What's that funny sign on your head?"
因为把那个你的额头上做个记号，那么说呢，有些人看见你，他说那么好笑，那个记号是干什么用的
？And you tell them, wouldn't you?
你会告诉他是不是
？Sure. And if you're on a team, you put a sign on the red shirts and the blue shirts, and the red shirts don't pass the ball to the blue shirts. You carry the sign.
所以呢，如果你在一个球队，球队里面呢，你要那个就是穿那个或者红的那个运动服，或者那个绿色的运动服，所以呢，这样确保呢，红队的绿色运动服的人呢，不会把球传给穿绿色运动服的那样的人。
Has the Lord saved you?
主拯救了你吗
？Has the Lord delivered you?
主呢，把你救出来了吗
？How's the sign?
这个记号在哪里
？Do you see it in everything you do？
你能做每件事情，你看到了吗
？How's the sign？ Do they see it？
就是在这里记号怎么样？有没有其他人看到了
？And they say that something strange about you. What is it about you？
他们说呢，在你身上有什么事情很陌生？那么那到底是什么呢
？That's the way it was to be with the children of Israel.
以色列的孩子们他们所要做的方式。
And so you get this lovely verse that talks about your son.
你呢就是有这样一个非常奇妙的经文要告诉你的儿子。
All right. And I basically lost the verse that we're on. So I guess it's, did we finish verse 9?
Yeah.I think this is just halfway verse 9.
Okay, that's right. The other half of verse 9 says, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth.
那就是第九节说使耶和华的律法可以在你口中。
Have you got the words in your mouth?
你的嘴中有神的话吗
Okay, the Lord's law should be in your mouth.
耶和华律法应该在你口中。
And when people listen to you, they should say, there's something different.About that.
当有些人听你说话的时候呢，他们应该说呢，有什么事情是不一样的。
Verse 10, you shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year.
第十节说，所以你要每年按照日期守这例。
And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as He swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you.That you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the room, that is, every firstling that comes from an animal which you have The males shall be the Lord's.
第十一节说，那将来耶和华照他向你和你的父辈所起的事，将你领进迦南人之地，把这地赐给你，那时你要将一切使母胎抽开和牲畜中投生的分别归给耶和华，公的都是耶和华的。
In the general sense, this is another instance of the simple law of first fruits.
所以这个里面呢，从总的来说呢，这是一个就是说是简单的立法关于初熟的果子的。
It's especially true of families.
所以特别呢，就是于家庭。
The firstborn is the Lord's.
所以头生的是主的。
So you get a family and there's four kids.
所以你在家里有四个孩子。
And the firstborn is the Lord's.
所以头生的是主的。
What do you say to the second born?
你对第二胎的说什么？
Well, you say, listen to your brother, you be like your brother.
因为你说听你哥哥的，你要像你哥哥一样。
And the third and the fourth, and all the same, if the first one's right, all you say to the rest is, you be like him.
因为那个老三老四怎么办？如果说这第一个人是对的，那你们所有的都要像老大一样。
If the first born's wrong, what happens?
如果那个老大是错的，会发生什么呢
？Okay, and the second one says, "I'm just doing what Billy did."
老二说，那我只是照着 Billy 做的这样做。
If Billy was right, you say good, Johnny. And if Billy was wrong,
所以呢，就是如果呢 Billy 是对的，你说好好的那个 Johnny， 如果 Billy 做错呢，你要打。
The firstborn, the first fruits is a wonderful principle.
所以呢，头生的这是一个奇妙的定理。
Does the law of firstborns work?
所以呢，这个就是头生的这个律法，它行得通吗
？And my friend Steve lives in, I call it Central British Columbia.
我那个朋友叫 Steve， 我称之为呢，他住在BC 省的中部。
But I'm going to tell you a story. I may have told it several years ago, but I'm going to tell you a story again. It's a lovely story.
因为我要告诉你们大家这个故事，我可能以前跟你们讲过这个故事，这个很可爱的故事，我要再讲一遍。
Steve was coming here to 16th. He was studying out at UBC.
因为就是 Steve 呢，他第十六届福音教会，他在 UBC 上学。
He didn't come from a family with lots of money.
他的家庭呢并不富有。
And so anyway, he decided he had to get a job working in the summer.
不管怎么说呢，他决定呢在夏季他要找份工作。
So he applied, he got a job working as a surveyor on the top of mountains in rural British Columbia, all the way up in the mountains.
因为他呢就是说是找到了一个工作，他在那个就是说是比斯的那个山顶的，就所有那山顶做测量工作。
He calculated how much money he was going to have to spend the next year to go to university.
所以他算了一下，这就是下一年呢，他去上 UBC 那要花多少钱。
And he calculated how much money he was going to get while he was working.
因为他也计算了一下，当他工作的时候，他可以赚到多少钱。
And they were just about equal.
他们就是算了一下，正好。
So he was happy. Then he got a paycheck.
因为非常高兴，然后他拿了他的工资支票。
His first paycheck on this job.
所以他的这个工作的第一个支票。
And he thought, you know, the Bible says that the first fruits are for the Lord.
他说你知道吗？圣经说呢，头生的要归主。
He said, you should send this money, your first paycheck, you should send that to your friend John in Ecuador.
然后呢，你呢，就是应该呢，把那个就是说是一个支票呢，寄到你的朋友在厄瓜多尔的那个叫江尼的朋友那去。
He said, "But if I don't do that, I'm not going to have enough money to get through the year."
然后呢，我如果那么做了，那么这一年呢，我没有足够的钱去度过。
And this was on his mind day after day. Finally, he sat down, wrote a letter to his father.
因为就是说是这个想法在他脑海里一直在想，但最终呢，他写了一封信给他父亲。
He said, "Dad, this is my first paycheck."
爸爸，这是我的第一张工资支票。
Don't put it in my bank account. Send it to John Mundy in Ecuador.
现在就是说是不要存进我的银行账户，在星期一呢寄给那个厄瓜多尔的John。
He said, I don't know how I'm going to get through next year.
下一年呢，我不知道怎么该怎么过。
Anyway, he kept on climbing along the mountains.
不管怎么说，他一直在爬山。
One day, as he was hiking along the top of the mountains, he started an avalanche.
那就是说，有一天呢，当他爬到那个山顶上的时候，那开始起风了。
And he went down, down, down with all the snow in front of him and behind him and everywhere.
那他就从山上滚下来，就是所有的那些雪呢，都跟着他一起往下滚。
And he got to the bottom of the avalanche, and he was still alive. He was on top instead of the bottom.
所以呢，就是说那个，当他呢，就是最终呢，就是说是，定到那个雪崩一直滚到山下去，他是活着，他是在雪上面，并不是被雪埋了。
And on top of that, his skis were still on; they weren't broken.
所以就是他那个在那个雪的上面呢。 他那个雪橇呢，仍然没有坏。
And then he said, uh-oh, I've got one problem.
我现在有个麻烦了。
I don't have my glasses.
他的眼镜不见了。
Okay, so what do you do? In the middle of nowhere, up on the top of a mountain, you just come through an avalanche, this is enough to distract me. He said, I don't have my glasses. How can I be a surveyor on top of the mountain if I can't see anything? I need my glasses.
那个电话一直干扰。然后他现在说是，就是他说我现在是个那个测量者，如果我在山顶上没有眼镜，那我怎么去做我的工作呢？
He looked around, couldn't find him.
到处找没找着。
So he said, you can't spend the whole rest of the day here. You got to get to where you're going. So he started climbing back up the mountain over the avalanche.
因为他说呢，我不能一天都待在这里什么事不做，所以他开始他就是沿着那个雪崩的路径呢，又爬到山顶上去。
He got about halfway up, reached over, picked up his glasses, put them on, and kept going.
爬了一半以后呢，就伸手呢，就拿出他的眼镜，戴上以后呢，一直爬上去了。
At the end of the summer, his boss came to him.
对，那下几个月以后，他老板来找他。He
said to him, Steve, you're actually a good servant. We appreciated you this summer. We'd like you to come back next summer.
而Steve，你是一个很好的跟那个工人，那么说呢，就是你做的非常好，我们希望下个夏季你还来为我们工作。
Steve said, well, I'd like to do that, but yeah, I'll try.
所以Steve说呢，我愿意那么做呢，我会试着这么做。
His boss said to him, well, just to encourage you, we thought we'd like to give you something to encourage you to come back next year.
但是老板说呢，我们想鼓励你，那么说呢，我们要给点东西给你，鼓励你呢，下一年呢再来。
So he handed him a check.
给他一张支票。
How much money was the check for?
那张支票上有多少钱呢？
Same amount that he sent to John Mundy at the beginning of the summer.
那就是那么一模一样的数目，他寄给那个叫John Mundy 的。
That's God.
这就是神。
That's not a make-up story.
这不是编的故事。
That's a Steve Bond story.
这是叫Steve Bond的那个人的故事。
Okay. God is God.
神就是神。
He honors people who honor him.
他尊重那些敬重他的人。
Absolutely marvelous.
就是绝对奇妙的。
Okay, so here's the rule now.
这里是这个原则。
Every firstling that comes from an animal which you have, the males shall be the Lord's, all firstling of the womb and the firstling of the animals. Give God first. He'll look after you.
所以呢，就是说，凡头生的，所有的，那你都要来给出来，把那个头生都要给神。
Verse 50:13. But every firstling of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem him, then you shall break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among your sons shall He redeemed, shall you redeem?
第十三节说，凡投生的驴，你要用羊羔代赎，若不代赎，就要打折他的颈项。凡你儿子中投生的，都要赎出来。
So I call that the 25 cent verse.
所以呢，我们这个呢，称之为呢，两毛五分钱的那个经文。
And I'll tell you why I find that this 25 cent verse.
所以呢，就是我要告诉你为什么它是两毛五分钱的经文。
I was sitting in this room when I was a child, and there was a preacher, and the preacher preached a sermon.
因为当呢，我是个孩子的时候，我在这个房间里，房间里呢，就是有个讲道人在那里讲道。
And among other things, he gave us a memory verse. He came back the next week, but he gave us a memory verse, and the verse he gave us was this one.
Exodus 13:13.
And he said to us all, if you will memorize that verse, next week I will give you 25 cents.
他对我们所有人说呢，下个星期我来的时候，你们如果能够把这节经文背下来，给背给我听，我给你两毛五分钱。
So he came back the next week, and several of the children memorized the verse, and he gave them 25 cents.
因为第二个星期来了以后呢，有几个孩子呢把这个经文背下来了，他给每个人两毛五。
And for some reason, he never did ask me.
因为就是除了某种原因的时候都没问我。
And I didn't quote the verse.
我也没有去背那个经文。
And I went home, but I told my dad I was a little disappointed because I really wanted 25 cents.
因为我回家以后我告诉我爸爸，我说我非常失望，因为我真的想要那两毛五。
But the next day, my father and I went shopping downtown as we often did on a Saturday afternoon.
所以呢，就是第二个星期，星期六呢，我们去了那个市中心购物，跟我通常我跟我父亲一起做的那样。
And as we were walking down the street, this same preacher came in the opposite direction.
就在我们在街上走路的时候呢，那个同样那个讲道人呢，他找我们走来。
And so he started talking to my father.
他开始对我父亲讲话。
And my father said to me, you know, my son here.He was kind of disappointed last night because you didn't give him a chance to say the verse.
因为他说呢，你知道吗？就是说我的儿子在这里，他那个那天晚上呢，就是说他非常失望，因为你没有给他机会让他去背那个经文。
So he turned to me and he said, "Well, Harold, can you say that verse?"
然后他看着我说 ，Harold， 你可以背吗
？I said, "Yeah, I'm going to try." So I quoted the verse.
所以我说是，我试一下，然后我就把这个经文背下来。
And so he reached in his pocket and gave me 25 cents.
然后他在口袋里掏出两毛五给了我。
Okay, it's a good verse.
这也是一个好的经文。
All right. What's it say? Every firstling of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck.
你这个第十三节怎么说的？凡投生的驴，你要用羊羔来代赎，若不代赎，就要打折它的颈项。
All right. So, what do? If you have a firstborn donkey,
那你有个头生的驴，你要怎么做呢
？Well, you kill the firstborn donkey. That's what you do.
所以你把这个头生的驴杀了，这就是你要做的。
And if you don't kill it, what do you have to do to redeem it?
所以如果你不想杀它，你要做什么去代赎呢
？You kill a lamb instead.
你能杀一头羊羔代替。
And he said to us children, he said, you know.You're all like little donkeys.
所以他跟我们说，对这些孩子说，你们知道吗？你们都像那个小驴一样。
And he said, "You're sinners, like the big people. You're sinners too. And if you don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll all die."
他说你们呢，就是说是都是罪人，跟那些成年人一样，都是个罪人。如果你们呢，都你们不相信主耶稣基督为你救主，你们都是死人。
But if you had a little donkey born in your farm and you wanted that donkey to live, what would you do?
如果你在你的农场里有一个小的驴出生的，你想要那个小驴活着，你应该怎么做
？Well, you'd go get a lamb and you'd offer the lamb to the Lord.And that way you wouldn't have to kill the donkey.
你找到一只羊羔，然后你把那个羊羔呢献给主，献给主以后呢，这样你不用呢就是杀那头驴。
And I'm just like a little donkey.
我就像个小驴。
And instead of my life being taken, Jesus, the Lamb, died for me.
因为本来我应该去死的，但是呢，主耶稣基督神的羔羊呢为我而死。
And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for dying for me. I'm glad that the Lamb died for me so that I, the foolish donkey, could live. Thank you.
我说呢，感谢主，感谢主呢，您为我死，为我而死呢，就是说是您是神的羔羊为我而死，那所以我这样一个就是说是愚蠢的小驴可以活着。
Verse 14, so it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, what is this? That you shall say to him, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
于是你说最后你的儿子问你说这什么意思，你就说耶和华用大能的手将我们在埃及地为奴之家领出来。
Are these stories important?
这些故事重要吗？
Yes.
是。
Why?
为什么？
Because you're going to be asked about them. Your son's going to ask, and others are going to ask, and you've got to give a good answer.
因为呢，有人会问你，你的儿子会问你，其他人也会问你，你必须给出好的答案。
And so your answer is not only by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, but also, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.Both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animal. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem.
所以你的答案不仅仅是耶和华用大能手将我从埃及地为奴之家领出来，那时法老几乎不容我们去，耶和华就把埃及地所有投生的，无论是人是兽，都杀了。因此我把一切是母胎抽开投生的公牲畜献给耶和华为祭，但将投生的儿子都赎出来。
And it shall be as a sign on your hand.
这样在你手上做记号。
Now I'm not sure who the you or the is there, but it's either the son who's asking.Or the others who are asking, or the man himself.
这里面我不知道这个你指的是谁，那应该是呢，就是说他所说话的那个人，或者说那些经历过这些事的人，或者说你自己。
And it should be as frontlets between your eyes.
就在你两眼之间做额带。
For by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt.
因为耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来。
Well, you sit back and you say, praise the Lord.
坐下来一想，你说赞美主。
These stories for the children of Israel, they weren't just stories. This is one of the most amazing events in all of history.
这个里面的就是这些以色列人的这些故事，他们不仅仅只是故事，它是那历史上呢在最那个杰出最重要的一些事件。
Has the Lord saved you?
主呢救了你吗？
Has he delivered you from the bondage?Of sin and the devil to be part of his eternal family.
所以主有没有把你从那个就是说罪的奴役下和那个魔鬼的奴役下拯救出来，让你成为他奇妙的家庭的一员呢？
Then keep that truth as a sign on your hand.
因为把这个真理呢要写在你的手上。
And wear it as a frontlet between your eyes so that not only do you see it, but others see it.
因为就是要把这个呢做个袋子戴在你的两眼之间，这样不仅仅呢你自己能看见，其他人也能看见。
All right, verse 17 then. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and they would return to Egypt.
十七节说，法老容百姓去的时候，腓力士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说呢，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回埃及去。
So when you first trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, did the Lord lead you exactly the way that you expected to go?
当你刚开始相信主的时候，主带领你是就是说是恰恰如你期望的那样带你走吗？
Has the Lord answered every prayer that you've ever asked exactly as you wanted it?
主有没有就是每一次呢回应你的祷告的时候呢就是说恰恰的把你想要的给你了
And the answer is no.
答案是没有
Why did the Lord choose to do that?
那么为什么主要选择这么做
Well, in order to keep you from being discouraged and maybe even turning back when you see war.
所以呢就是以便呢就是是让你呢灰心让你看到战争的时候呢就转回去回到世界里去了。
So the Lord led all the children, the children of Israel the same way.
所以呢主呢带以色列人呢所有的是同样的方式。
And the Lord leads each of us different ways.
所以呢主呢带领我们呢是以不同的方式。
But all for the same reason.
所有的都是为了同一个原因
to teach us and train us and prevent us from being discouraged if we see war that's too scary.
所以呢就是说是去训练我们教导我们就是说是让我们呢就是说是就是不要那个失去勇气如果呢你看到一个你害怕的战争的时候
What's the great truth of all this?
所以这个所有这些伟大的真理是什么呢
Don't go back to Egypt.
不要回到埃及去。
Now that's a principle you'll find all in scripture.
这就是你在圣经里发现的所有的原则。
You've been delivered from the sins of the past, and you now have life in Jesus Christ. Don't go back.
所以你把过去的你的罪中呢是进被拯救出来那你所有的那就是有了在主耶稣基督你的生命不要回世界去。
Egypt is a picture of the world.
埃及是世界的一个画面。
The activities and the people of the world will, what's the word I want now? They will enslave the Christian.
因为这个里面呢就是这个世界上的所有的活动他想找个什么词呢他们想把基督徒奴役。
Don't go back to the world.
不要回到世界上去。
The apostle says that we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. We're to be in it, in fact, but we're not to be like it. Don't do the things they do. You've got to work with them. You've got to live with them.But don't behave like them.
因为这个使徒说呢，我们呢住在这个世界，但是我们不属于这个世界。我们虽然住在这个世界呢，那我们不要照着这个世界的方式去做。我们和他们一起工作，和他们一起生活，但是呢，我们的行为不要像这个世界的人一样。
Verse 18, so God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea.And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt.
第十八节是所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。以色列的孩子们出埃及地，都全副武装的上去。
They traveled in orderly ranks.
所以他们呢，就是说是全副武装的是去。
You can hardly imagine 600,000 people plus the children.Going in an orderly fashion, but they did.
所以呢，就是说是你也很难相信就是600,000人，男人加上的孩子、妇女，他们很有秩序的在走路，但是你想不出来，他们就那么做了。
Okay. So that's the beautiful picture.
这是一个非常美的画面。
Why this detail?
为什么有这样的细节呢
？So that we should be like them as we travel.For the Lord.
所以呢我们应该像他们一样就像我们呢跟主一起前行的一样。
All right, so the clock says our time has gone again.
所以呢那个时钟说呢我们时间要到了。
All right, this story is not over.
这故事还没结束。
Did you know the Bible story is never over?
你有没有注意到呢圣经的故事从来没有结尾呢
I had a Bible once.
我也是有一本圣经。
And the editor in the Bible had written all the pages, and at the bottom, after Revelation 22, he put down the words, the end.
因为就是他们那就是圣经里那个就是编辑圣经那个人呢，他在启示录最后一章的结尾处呢写着是结尾。
And so I was a bit offended by that. So I put a little note above between the words the and. I simply wrote this.
因为我有一点点感觉被冒犯了，我在那个就是说是结束的中间那两个词中间放了一个词。
I wrote in there, there is no end.
所以我把它改成了没有结尾。
And the things of God, it's not over yet.There is no end. Hallelujah. Only the Bible is like that.
所以神的事情呢还没有结束。那么说呢，就是说是任何事在就是在神的圣经的不可能结束，只有圣经是这样的。
Let's pray.
那祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the God who is the beginning.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，您是那位开始的神。
We thank you.And we're going to be able to live with him forever. That's what everlasting life is.
所以我们感谢您呢，我们要和他一起呢，永恒的生活在一起，这就是永恒的生命。
We thank you for all of these illustrations that you give us in the Bible.
所以我们感谢您呢，你在圣经里给我们所有这么多的例子。
The story of the deliverance of the children of Israel from the slavery of Egypt is a wonderful story.
因为这个故事呢，就是以色列人呢，他们在埃及被奴役里面被救出来呢，是一个奇妙的故事。
It's not just an interesting story, Lord. It's what happened to these hundreds of thousands of people.
所以主要这并不是仅仅是一个有意思的故事，所以是真实的发生在这几成千上万的人身上的。
And we believe that the reason you did it for them in part was that you.Have a promise implied that you will do it for us too.
所以我们相信呢，就是说您这么做的目的其中之一呢，就是说是它可以应用在我们身上的，就是说您也会在我们身上行同样的事。
And so we pray, Lord, that each of us in our lives will have the experience of deliverance from sin and this world, just as the children of Israel did.
所以主要我们祷告就是在我们每一个人呢都有这样的就是说被从这个世界的罪里拯救出来的这样的经历就像以色列人他们所经历的一样。
So we thank you, Lord, for today and for your goodness to us.
所以主要我们感谢您今天也感谢您对我们的美善。
And we pray that you will bless us then and just continue to bless help in the meeting tonight and in all the other meetings this week, we pray.
所以我们祈求呢，您呢就是赐福给我们，就帮助我们在今天晚上的这样的会议，这整个星期的会议，我们帮我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.